Part 1.
Example.
Oxford Street has one of the highest concentrations of large shops and department stores in the world. The most famous stores include Marks & Spencer, Debenhams, John Lewis and Selfridges. But there are more than 300 shops, totaling over 600,000 square meters of retail space, selling thousands of lines of goods, from cheap gifts to haute couture.
Extract number one.
Stock car racing is popular in Great Britain. Nicole is an ordinary English girl who likes TV series and pop music. But every weekend, she drives a stock car. She's crazy about cars. Stock car racing is now also a fashionable sport for girls, not just boys. Nicole says girl drivers are more competitive than boys. Boys are more respectful, and the girls don't hesitate to crash into other competitors' cars. Stock car racing is not a cheap sport. Buying a new car costs about €9,000, and even a second-hand model costs €2,000. But when Nicole and her family look at their trophy collection, they know it's definitely worth it.
Extract number two.
Brooke Rabutu is a talented climber who lives in America. She is proof that you can accomplish great things even when you're young. Practice makes perfect. How does a 14-year-old get to be such a talented climber? First of all, practice is important. Brooke trains and stretches 4 times a week. That's 12 to 15 hours. And Brooke loves it. She enjoys so many of the things that climbing has to offer. Working out her moves, travelling, competitions, training and the exhilaration. She does both bouldering and sport climbing. A good climber needs certain skills. A strong body, strong fingers, flexibility and a good mental approach, says Brooke. She has all of these qualities and more. One of Brooke's goals for this year was to be accepted on Team USA for bouldering, climbing without ropes. She accomplished this goal in February and will go to Italy this summer for the World Championships. She also hopes to make the team for sport climbing, climbing with ropes.
Extract number three.
When Adrien Moreau was 6 years old, he saw the film Planet of the Apes. He was fascinated by the makeup. Next, he saw Star Wars, and he was hooked. I went straight home and made my first monster mask with cardboard and tape, he says. Adrien's parents were always cool about his experiments, but they were worried about his future. My parents were concerned that I might not be able to earn a living making monsters, he explains. They tried to convince him to become an art teacher. A makeup artist is one of the silent but essential contributors to a film's success.
Extract number four.
It's difficult to say exactly who invented the first skateboard. What is sure is that in the 1950s, surfers in California wanted something to do on days when there were no waves. A surf shop owner asked a roller skate company to produce special wheels, which he attached to square wooden boards. Serious skateboarders are also serious about style. Individuality is important, but in fact, skateboarders have a uniform. In the 1990s, it was baggy trousers and t-shirts. Today, it's skinny jeans and checked shirts. In the 1980s, the must-have brand of shoes was Vans. But today, Converse and Nike are acceptable too. A cap or a beanie completes the look. Boards are customized with cool stickers.
Extract number 5.
Can you imagine starting a business selling your old sports shoes? Well, that's exactly what teenager Chase Reed did. At age 14, Chase owned 200 pairs of sneakers with a value of $30,000. But he decided to sell his collection and use the money to open a sneaker store in New York City. His store is a pawn shop. He takes a commission of 20% on a pair of used sneakers that pass from seller to buyer. Chase employs his father in the store while he is at school, and his business is booming. Did you know that a pair of Nike Air Yeezys that cost $263 in 2009 sell for up to $15,000 today, second hand?
Part 2.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to today's show. And joining me today is my daughter, Ashley, who has had to endure my cooking experiments over the years. Are we ready, Ashley?
Ready to eat.
Well, let's wait for a few minutes. We'll get to that. But as you know, my faithful listeners, I started cooking and baking almost 30 years ago when my grandmother taught me in her humble kitchen. In fact, she taught me almost everything I know, and I've never attended cooking classes.
You should have.
Wait. I know. My daughter's going to mention to you faithful listeners that recently, as I was helping the kids prepare for our kitchen for a chicken meal, I forgot to take the chicken out of the oven, burned the bird to a crisp, and we ended up ordering pizza for dinner.
We had to use a fire extinguisher.
But that's another story. So anyway, today I'd like to share with you our favorite, at least my favorite, chocolate chip cookie recipe. Now, before you switch the TV channel, I know what you're thinking. Another fattening cookie recipe? But wait, what makes this recipe great is that it offers a wonderful low-fat, low-calorie, low-cholesterol dessert for the entire family.
We still like the fat, though.
Well, I know we do, but let's say we have all the ingredients, and so we can start by mixing all of the ingredients, the sugars, the flour, the egg whites, the low-fat butter, vanilla, baking soda, and a pinch of salt in a large mixing bowl. Then we add the mini chocolate chips. Now, my kids would like me to add the big ones, but we start with the mini chocolate chips. And don't forget to preheat the oven to 350 degrees. And finally, when the cookies are done, take them out of the oven, remove them from the cookie sheet, and let them cool before their fingers get into them. Did I forget anything?
Yeah, if you have college-age kids, be sure to make a few extra batches they can take back to school for their roommates. And don't forget, the kid's still at home.
Oh, well, yeah, we can't do that. We can't forget them. And, unfortunately, by the time your kids get the cookies, you, the cook, will be left with a single cookie, your instant diet plan for you, and a dirty kitchen.
So, that's all for today. On next week's show, we will be showing you how to feed hungry teenagers on a budget without having to sell the family car. Until then.